From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the VOA headquarters. Libyan security forces say they have arrested a brother and the father of Manchester suicide bomber Salman Abidi. A spokesman for the Libyan anti-terrorism force said Hashim Abidi had recently been in contact with his brother and knew of his plans for the attack. Salman Abidi blew himself up at the Manchester arena, killing 22 people and wounding scores of others, just moments after the ending of a pop music show featuring the young American singer Ariana Grande. Abidi's father told Reuters he spoke to his son 5 days ago and, quote, "everything was normal." He told Reuters he condemns terrorist acts on civilians and innocent people. Ms. Grande canceled her tour schedule in Europe until June 7th, when she is to perform in Paris. The militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for a deadly car bombing in Somalia's capital and 2 other fatal attacks in Kenya. Officials in Mogadishu say at least 8 people were killed and 15 others injured in the bombing late Wednesday near the city's seaport. Witnesses told VOA's Somali service a car exploded next to a small restaurant. The dead include a mother and a young boy whose family owns the restaurant. Al-Shabaab said it was targeting police and intelligence officials at the site. Separately, 8 Kenyan security officers were killed in 2 separate roadside explosions in the country's northeast. 5 of the officers were killed after an IED hit a convoy of vehicles. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. President Trump said Wednesday that he is now, quote, "more determined than ever to pursue peace in our world," after his meeting with Pope Francis at the Vatican. The White House says the two talked about how religious communities can combat human suffering in such places as Syria, Libya, and ISIS-controlled territory. The Vatican says the Pope had a, quote, "cordial discussion with Trump," and hopes the U.S. will work with it on health care, education, and assistance to immigrants. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
After the president's private meeting with the Pope in the Apostolic Palace, there was a brief expanded audience for other members of the U.S. delegation and an exchange of gifts. The president presented the pontiff with books from Martin Luther King. Along with 3 books, the Pope gave Trump a medal by a Roman artist featuring an olive, considered a symbol of peace. Later, during a meeting with Italian officials, Trump reflected on meeting the Pope.
He is something. He is really good. We had a fantastic meeting, and we had a fantastic tour. It was really beautiful. We're liking Italy very much. The Prime Minister, everybody. But we're liking Italy very, very much, and it was an honor to be with the Pope.
After separate meetings with Italian officials, Trump left on Air Force One, bound for Belgium. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
President Trump will return to Italy on Friday and Saturday for the G7 summit on the island of Sicily. Mr. Trump says terrorism is the, quote, "number one problem currently facing the world." He spoke Wednesday after meeting with Belgium's prime minister in Brussels. On Thursday, he'll take part in the opening of a new NATO headquarters and a meeting of the leaders of the alliance. At least 3 police officers have been killed in 2 suspected suicide bombings at a bus terminal in the Indonesian capital, Jakarta. 5 other officers and 5 civilians were wounded in the attacks Wednesday. The explosions happened near the Kampung Melayu Terminal, a station serving minivans and buses in a working-class district of eastern Jakarta that is not popular among tourists or foreigners. So far, no claim of responsibility for the attacks, but ISIS has taken credit for past terror attacks in the country, which is the most populous Muslim nation in the world. And finally, Moody's Investors Service downgraded China's credit rating Wednesday. The rating service says it expects China's economy to erode in the coming years as growth slows and its debt burden continues to rise. The Chinese government faces new financial challenges after years of credit-fueled stimulus. There's more at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.